Welcome to the Stonewall Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Camry, and with me today is Tia Emery, the Accounting Controller for Miles Supply. Tia, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Jason. Thank you for asking.
Of course. I'm excited to have you here today because you do a lot of work with Women in Stone, and I want to talk a bit about it, talk about how it impacts the industry, how it helps women in the industry. But before we do, if you don't mind, just for people that may not know about you, just talk a little bit about your history of how you got into the stone industry and how you got to where you are today.
Okay, yeah. So I work for Miles Supply. Our corporate headquarters are based out of Barrie, Vermont. I'm located in Elberton, Georgia. We're in 5 states across the country. I have been here almost 14 years. It'll be 14 years this August. And I grew up in this town, Elberton. Some of you may or may not be familiar that we have a lot of granite here. Mm-hmm. And that granite is used mostly for monuments and landscaping purposes. So I've been around this industry my entire life. And it just so happened at the time I wasn't working. I was home with my first young son and was ready to get back into the workforce. And, this company had a job opening in accounting and it seemed to fit my life at the time. And so seemed like a good opportunity for me. And so I started working here and I've been here ever since. There's been a lot of changes, obviously, in 13 years within the stone industry. I've seen a lot of consolidation, particularly here in the small town that I work in. Mm-hmm. And so I think we see that across the board, and it definitely affects everyone. That's how I got started in the stone industry.
So when and I guess when did you start Women in Stone and what kind of has been your role within Women in Stone?
Okay, yeah. So I started at the beginning of 2019, but the reason I got started was towards the end of 2018, because our company, we've been an NSI member for probably 10 plus years or as long as I've been here. And so I would see, the weekly emails that would come out and, I'd see different things, this Women in Stone, I would just, and I'm like, well, what's this about, and I had actually attended my first trade show. I was able to go to Coverings in Atlanta. That was, I think, April of 2018. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time I was at our booth and one of our sales manager, he's like, I've got to do this presentation thing. The Women in Stone group, they're going to be coming around. And so I remember them coming around to our booth and they were having, whatever their little event they are. So anyway, I thought, my curiosity got the best of me. You know what? This sounds pretty interesting. And I thought, let me just see what this is about. So they were having welcome webinars and I thought, well, that's the first, probably makes the most sense for me to jump on one of those calls and just, kind of see what it's about. And so I did. And then I attended Stone Expo for the first time with my company in 2019. And they were having a Dave Mitchell presentation seminar. And so I attended that. And that's really, I just kind of just jumped in feet first, if you will. That's how I got started. I participated in the mentorship program, which always starts in March, and ended up with a phenomenal mentor, Monica Gowett with Tennessee Marble. And so just kind of went from there. I joined a subcommittee and just got involved. And I thought, this seems like a really good opportunity for me professionally as well as personally. And so it just went from there. And then, I served on the subcommittee for a couple of years and was asked to join the steering committee a couple of years ago. So it's going on almost 5 years now, you know, my active participation, and it's just, it's gone by really fast. but it's just been great. I mean, yeah. It's just for me personally and professionally, it's just been wonderful.
Awesome. And you mentioned the mentorship program. And I feel like for a lot of people that maybe aren't part of Women in Stone, this seems to be the thing that they hear the most. So if you don't mind, talk a little bit about like what it is and how different ways that people have been involved in it.
Okay, sure. So yeah, the Women in Stone, we have a mentorship program that we sponsor every year. It starts in March and it runs for 6 months. You meet monthly with your mentor. And so obviously there's different ways to participate. You can participate as a mentor, a mentee, or there's also what we call a peer-to-peer matching. And so, like I said, initially, obviously being new, I was the mentee as Monica was my mentor. And then last year, I participated again in a peer-to-peer relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not exactly sure when the mentorship program started, obviously before I came, you know, right. got involved, which has been, you know, 4 to 5 years now. And it's grown over the years a lot. It's a fabulous resource, particularly for the mentees, the new, and you know, the new people that are new to the industry. Mm-hmm. And, it was a great resource for me. And fortunately, we connected very, very well. We're still great friends. We still keep in touch. So, you know, that relationship has continued on long past, the official mentorship program being over with. So for anyone out there listening, obviously we've already started for this year. We're just now getting started with that. But if you're interested in that, I would can't recommend enough. It's just a great way to get involved and to really learn and have that support and just build that relationship with your mentor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how this was an important resource for you. If you don't mind, like, what are some other great resources that Women in Stone has been able to give you over the years, if there's any that come to mind?
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, obviously, if you're ever able to go to any of the live events, any of the trade shows or the study tours, we always, particularly at the Stone Expo, we always do the Women in Stone Amazing Race, mm-hmm. Which is a favorite of mine, and I help organize that every year. It's just a really fun event, and it's very educational. It's engaging. It's interacting. The participants always have a really good time with it, visiting the sponsors, the members within the Natural Stone Institute Pavilion to learn about, what those companies do. And it's really fun. So, you know, we try to do something at each live event, whether it's an educational thing or a more engaging interactive game, if you will. Mm-hmm. Also, we just started, last year we launched what we call the Block Talks. They're virtual Block Talks, and we do those every other month. And depending on the topic, we'll pick out articles on those topics. And it can be educational. I know the last one we just did, which was in January, they've become very popular. Being a woman, a female, and in what's typically considered a male-dominated mm-hmm. industry. We all know this. And so that was our last topic. The next one we have coming up is actually next week, March 21st, and it's going to be like selling in the digital world on digital platforms. So just a lot of different topics across the industry. The next one coming up in May is on restoration and on stones. So that's another fun way to get engaged. We do those via Zoom. And we'll break out and have discussions. So there's the block talk, and then we have the webinars, where you can learn about the different subcommittees, what we do, how you can get involved. So a lot of activity going on and a lot of avenues to learn and get involved.
Awesome. The last thing I want to ask you about, and you kind of referenced this, so you're perfect at these transitions, so thank you. But you kind of referenced that, this historically has been a male-dominated industry. I mean, it obviously has. And if you don't mind just talking personal experience, personal reflection, just talking about being a woman in this industry and how it has progressed, right? How it has improved overall from your eyes. If there's anything you see where there's great improvement that's been really cool to see over time, or you wish there was more improvement. I mean, anything like that you want to talk about, but just if you don't mind kind of reflecting on the years as being a woman in the industry.
Sure. Well, obviously, I feel like overall there is great respect, mutual respect between the women and men in this industry. All the interactions I've ever had with sales guys or at trade shows or, meetings or whatever. I feel like, as women in this industry, I hear from some of the older ladies that have been in the industry a lot longer than I have, like your Brenda Edwards, your Barbara Cohens, those female leaders that have been in the industry for a very long time and seen a lot of change, obviously. And, they have shared with us, how things were and how they are now. And so obviously, there's been a lot of progress, which is wonderful. And I think progress will continue to be made. And, hopefully one of these days we'll get to the point to where, you won't really say male or female. You won't have to distinguish. It's just the person, right. The person and the accomplishment. And so we're very thankful. We have a lot of male supporters with the member companies. Me in particular, I work with our sales guys closely. And so I've worked with men most of my professional life. And for me, I've never, personally never had any issues. But yeah, I think we have a lot of support across the board, male and female. And that's what we want. I mean, we're very happy to have the male engagement, and it means a lot to us, and that's what we want, and we have that. So I think we're on the right track. Obviously, we're moving forward, and that's what our objective is.
Fantastic, awesome. And then before you go, in case people are hearing about Women in Stone and they're like, hey, I want to be involved in that. I want to learn more about Women in Stone. How would they go about learning more about Women in Stone?
Okay, well, there's several. Obviously, we're on social media. I believe we're Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, just under Women in Stone. You can go to the Natural Stone Institute webpage and find our link in there under Women in Stone. I believe it's under programs, and then you go to the Women in Stone link, and then it'll pop up, different ways to get involved in our different events. I will say, I can share, and this is a specific date. We do have one of the welcome webinar calls that I mentioned earlier. We have that coming up on Wednesday, April the 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can go online to the Natural Stone Institute webpage under events, and you can get registered there for that. And so I, you know, for me, for anyone new listening that, you know, is thinking, okay, well, how can I get involved? What's the first step? For me, that's the first step. You get on one of the welcome calls and you see the different ways, and you know, hopefully you'll find something that speaks to you and that you're interested in. And you know, we're always looking for volunteers and contributors and new ideas and fresh faces. So that, and that's what makes this a great group, in my opinion, because we do have a lot of new faces and rotating, you know, people on the different committees, and everybody has so much to offer, different viewpoints and different backgrounds. And so it makes it, we have a diverse group.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. All right, Tia, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Jason. I'm excited that I get to share, you know, more about what we do. And again, I appreciate it. Thank you.